Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I. All things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come my kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Brother Bill and my other brother Jack, filled it full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. It's Tuesday, day after the holiday. It's July 5th, and we're here at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central. You can call in 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. Let me get my YouTube Live going. Everybody on YouTube Live, appreciate you participating. And you heard it. It's clicking. It's going. We're getting it going here, and here we go. So, yeah, things happened this weekend, and overall for myself, it was a good weekend. I got a little under the weather, I tell you. It hits you when you go out there riding motorcycles so much in the hot weather and you don't drink enough water, you kind of get a little dehydrated, and that's what gets you. And so just remember, when it starts getting hot out there, even if you're just truck driving, get that water can definitely take it out of you, so you got to watch out for that. But stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. All right. Even if you got to add a little flavor to your water like I do here, you know, throw a little caffeine in there every now and then. You know, you got to stay hydrated. That's an important thing. But we want to give a shout out to our great sponsors out there. And one of the great sponsors I'd like to mention was Trucker Tools, the app for truckers out there that you can download their Trucking Tools app at your app store, wherever you get your apps on your cell phone there. And that's one of those load tracking, load booking. You can, you know, book freight, and you can also plan your routes, get fuel stops, stuff like that. They even have a special button in there where you can find and pay for the parking spaces. And these are like individual lots. These aren't like at the truck stops, or they could be. They're just not the national chains. They're more or less, you know, different areas that they provide to this other entity that provides parking spots. And a lot of times it's a good like a place to find long-term parking near where you live, because a lot of times we get in these areas where we live in a housing area and you can't necessarily, well, you know, you can't park a truck and trailer there for a long period of time, but even some housing areas have a problem with you parking a big truck in the driveway or in the side of the road or whatever. So you know, if you got those kind of problem issues, you know, always check on that, and we'll talk about that more. I mean, that's always an issue I like to talk about, because I've had that problem before with finding parking spots near where I live, because it just so happens that the facility that I live at, either it's a housing area or an apartment complex, they don't allow truck parking long period of time. So always check that out. But the Trucker Tools, truckertools.com for more of their information, but you can download their app, and we appreciate all their support. So I don't want to talk about the obvious, because I don't know too many details of it other than what you've seen on the news. Of course, that's the main thing you're getting driven on. But there was an issue that I thought was interesting, and it's about truckers not getting their money. I thought it was interesting because it's one of those things we've talked about always in the past, and it's always been kind of a hot topic issue between truck drivers, because we're like, oh, so what? You know, so what? Well, here's an issue where the owner-operators are suing a trucking company because they're not getting paid what they should be getting paid, or they're not getting access to the freight bills in order to figure out if they're actually getting paid what they're supposed to getting paid. So it's one of those things where, you know, they're supposed to show you the federal law. And of course it is right in the article, it says under federal regulation, transportation brokers are obligated to make those billing records or other documents related to freight charges available to the contracted drivers. So that's the federal law, that if you ask for the freight bill, they're supposed to show it to you. Now, the other problem that we're getting into, that we're seeing, is that are we really getting shown the actual bills? Are they accurate? So I started reading this up, and it's getting a little, it gets real technical and everything. And if anybody out there that's listening has any kind of firsthand knowledge of this, we'll you know, get you right on or whatever. I was going to let everybody at the Redneck and I's know, and I don't even know where it's at. We stayed busy this weekend, though. I mean, I posted a couple of videos on Facebook page, but really it was really busy for me. I was out riding a lot, and then, of course, like I said, got a little under the weather, so kind of took it easy and didn't get out that much. But other than that, we did all right. Still kind of getting over it. So let's see. Let's move along here, and we're going to dive more back into this deal here. Talking about what's going on the news article that I'm reading. And it's actually a local, it says Iowa Capital Dispatch. I guess that might be a newspaper, but it was that's where it was. And we'll share that link here in the comments of our YouTube live. That way everybody can see it. And then and we'll also get that out to our Facebook page and everything like that, but we'll discuss that a little bit later. And like I said, we're going to reach out to some other people and see if we can get some more details of this information. So so everybody, appreciate you all tuning in this evening. And like I said, coming back from a holiday, you know, getting out from under the weather here that I was this week. So, you know, we'll see what happens. And we'll just see how it goes. But until then, like I said, stay safe, and we'll keep it going here. We'll be back in a second. And this is going to be Redneck and I's Radio. We'll see you in a minute.
I found my way from L.A. back to Knoxville. I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell them I've had a change of dreams, I'm coming home. But tears filled my eyes when I found out she was gone. Leave the diesel down outside a cafe. He said that he was going as far as Gatlinburg. I climbed up in the cab all wet and cold and lonely. I wiped my eyes and told him about her. Got to find her. Can you make these big wheels burn? Smoky Mountain Range, keep on calling. Keep on calling.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR. for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
From the corner of my eye, I saw you and you laughed. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. Wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave. Welcome back. This is Redneck and I's Radio Live. We're here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call us at 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody listening along. We're also on YouTube Live. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that for us. And don't forget to thank our great sponsors. One of the great sponsors I'd like to mention was DPF Regeneration. That's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. We appreciate all their support. Those are all the where you, if you've got a particulate filter or any kind of one of those EPA exhaust systems and you need some help getting it repaired or replaced or parts for it or whatever, you give them a call. They'll definitely direct you the right way. And even if you don't, you know, you can check them out. They've got some great parts and great knowledge. That's the one thing that you can never take away from DPF Regeneration is they know a lot about diesel engines. And it's all sizes. Doesn't matter if you got a diesel pickup or a diesel car, any size diesel engine, they pretty much got all the stuff to take care of that. So check them out, dpfregeneration.com. We appreciate all their support. So I was going to tell everybody that we're talking about an article here. I still got the screen share pulled up, so I'll go ahead and pull the article up right here, and you can see it right here. It's the Iowa Capital Dispatch, iowacapitaldispatch.com. It says, Iowa trucking company sued over alleged effort to steal money from drivers. And this was, of course, posted today at 12:30 this afternoon. And it looks like that it is a let's see, according to this picture here, it says the lawsuit by contract drivers claims that Iowa Trucking Company is concealing and pocketing reimbursement for unloaded return trips. See, and this is what it is. Now, this is what it gets to, too. A lot of companies don't pay empty miles. But really, if the customer is paying the empty miles, then why shouldn't the carrier pay the contractor the empty miles if the customer is getting paid? So that's the big dilemma right there. And of course, if they're getting billed for these miles driven by this driver, especially if this driver is on a dedicated run, which some of the article specifies, then of course those are billed miles. And that should reflect in any type of, shipping manifest that the driver is to receive. So the article starts out, it says, An Iowa trucking company is facing potential class action lawsuit alleging that it schemed to effectively steal money from their drivers. The lawsuit filed in federal court alleges that JMS Trucking of Cedar Rapids and an affiliate, JMS Transportation, signed contracts with several independent drivers and transportation companies, including Brandon Souter, Randy Sanderson, Isaiah Hughes and Sons Trucking, Final Destination Trucking, and Conway Transport. Each contract allegedly specifies that the wages paid to the contracted drivers would be based on copy of the rated freight bill. That documents the fees collected by JMS as a broker from various companies for arranging to transport their product under federal, and of course we said that before, under federal regulation, transportation brokers are obligated to make those billing records and other documents related to the freight charges available to contracted drivers. According to the lawsuit, JMS contracted with the plaintiffs to drive so-called dedicated routes, which involve regular periodic deliveries for particular customers over the same route and on a predictable and prearranged schedule. Because the jobs involve dedicated routes, the return trips after each delivery is made are considered empty miles or deadhead miles, for which the drivers have no chance of earning any compensation beyond the agreement. The amounts were based on a percentage of JMS compensation for each load plus 100% of the actual fuel cost of each trip. Lawsuit alleges that while JMS bills its customers for fuel purchases for both the deliveries and the return trips, it has, what is that word? furtively adopted an intentional policy and practice of falsely representing to their contracted drivers that they have invoiced and received reimbursements from customers for the loaded miles only. So they're telling their contractors that they only got loaded miles. As part of this alleged practice is an effort to conceal from drivers JMS actually collections from each delivery. JMS purposely omits for its own invoices any line item of a reimbursement of empty miles. JMS bills its customers. In doing so, the lawsuit alleges JMS is able to wrongfully pocket about 50% of all the fuel expenses incurred by the drivers for each load that they carry. So it looks like that the contract for the customer, they were paying loaded miles, which would be the rate, and then they were reimbursing the fuel costs. So however that they contracted that to be, the cost of the fuel, that means that the driver would only have to receive the empty miles, would be only paying for the fuel. So, and then of course they were saying, no, we're not getting that. So they would not pay that to the driver. So you got reimbursement going back. And of course they're saying half the fuel cost. Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, if this is true, then this is kind of the first step of what you see is the brokers, you know, they're needing to share the information. And of course, what we say is, well, how do we know the information is not accurate? And I don't know, maybe the federal court here can see some things that maybe, you know, I think the DOT, FMCSA, Department of Justice, or whoever, you know, this is a common thing. I think brokers do this a lot more than they probably get away with. You know, a lot of drivers get taken advantage of because they don't know how to ask, or they ask and they say, no, I don't have to do that. And it's like, well, if I ask for it, you need to send it to me. And of course, what I've always argued is, how do you know that what you're getting is accurate? I always say that, you know, when you go to the customer and deliver that bill to the customer, you know, the customer should have some type of responsibility in this. You know, that's probably where we're losing a lot of it, is that the customer, you know, once the contract is made to the broker and then the broker finds the driver, well, basically what it is that the driver needs to see the actual bill from the customer. Now, brokers don't like that, because what happens is that, let's say that you've got an independent owner operator, he's got his own authority and he can go get customers. And what he sees is he's running the freight for a broker. And, you know, the broker says, I'll pay you this much. Well, then if the driver, the owner operator, independent, actually sees, says, hey, customer, listen, you're paying this guy $500 more than what you could be paying me. So why don't you just call me instead? And of course, brokers don't like that. They don't like to be called, which, I mean, how often do you think that's going to happen? Because in reality is that the contracts, you know, I mean, really what the broker wants is the broker should be contracting with these customers saying, you can only call us because we're handling all your freight, you know. And that's the other thing, that a lot of these customers, they don't want to deal with that. You know, they want to just pay one person or whatever. So, I mean, there's a lot of loopholes that you can jump through and a lot of stuff, but I don't know. We can't have a free market system without some sense of morality, to where you're always going to try to, you know, you're going to do what you can to make your most money. And it's one of those things is, you don't have to tell the guy that, you know, I'll do it for this or I won't do it for that. But once you sign the contract, once you say, yeah, I'll do it for that money, then they need to be able to show you truthfully what they're actually making. Because you know what happens, and we see it all the time, it's you can pull up any YouTube video talking about brokering freight out with the drivers. The driver says, I booked a load this morning at this rate, and then, you know, an hour later, the broker calls and says, well, I can't do it for that. I can only do it for this. And what they're trying to do is, you know, they're just trying to not pay you that money. They just want you to do it for less. And we got to stop doing that. And that's pretty much this JMS. They're acting as a broker on this. So it says, in addition, JMS is alleged to have retaliated against drivers who have tried to exercise their right to examine billing records by giving them less lucrative routes and by lodging retaliatory complaints against them with government regulators. See, if you could prove that, that's a big deal right there. Cause that kind of stuff, you know, that right there already, you can already say that that kind of stuff right there is what is wrong with the system. And these people just this one here by actually retaliating against the drivers. You just prove that they should have their authority taken away. Boom, done. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter doesn't matter about the fuel cost on the empty miles. Doesn't matter. If somebody asks and when they ask you give them the less paying loads and all that, then get out of here. We don't want you brokering freight. It says in seeking class action status for their lawsuit, the plaintiffs claim that more than 40 individual drivers have contracts with JMS. And that JMS operates a fleet of over 175 trucks, the majority of which are owner-operated. The plaintiffs are suing for fraud, unjust enrichment, breach of contract, and violations of the Federal Truth in Leasing Act. JMS Trucking has not yet filed a response to the lawsuit. A company representative said Tuesday that no one there was available to speak to the reporter about the case. So there you go. Let's see. You know what I need to do? I need to reach out to this guy. So that's what it's all about right there. And I was going to look it up here. JMS, was it? Where am I at here? JMS Transportation, and of course, JMS Trucking of Cedar Rapids, and its affiliate JMS Transportation. So JMS Trucking, Cedar Rapids. And it's just JMS Transportation. And Let me go back to screen share here, and I'll pull this back up so you guys can see the truck, the website. So that's their logo there. I might have seen these trucks with the JMS in the circle right here. I might have seen those before. And I was trying to see... Yeah, about us right here. And I usually, you know, when they put about us, they've got like a picture of the owners or the picture of the VPs or whatever, you know, and got agents, password protected. Look at there. I mean, they're all like secretive on this. You know, if you got a big company, especially with something looks like this, where they've got an assets division and a brokerage division, usually you pull up about us or anything like that, and you'll have pictures of like the CEO and all that stuff, but they don't have anything. Like they only got 5 pictures. This ain't right. So pull up about us. And these are just things that they put on here. It's Scott Larson was just 30 years old when he partnered with two other gentlemen back in 1992. And JMS got its start with the only a couple of trucks on the road. Through the years, Scott and his wife, Shelley, worked tirelessly to expand operations and surround themselves with an outstanding team of support. Scott and Shelley are now the sole owners of the company, which currently runs in excess of 100 trucks. JMS is and has been located in eastern Iowa since the beginning. Midwest values are a reality here, as Scott still enjoys truck drivers stopping into his office on a daily basis just to chat and catch up on things. At JMS, the family-like culture is evident of the fact that the Larson firmly believes every driver they employ should be known by their name, not their tractor number. We welcome you to come be a part of the JMS team because it just makes sense. That's hilarious. So, yeah, there you go. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of speechless because you see that where you can't you know the owner, and I guess him and his wife are the sole owners, but, you know, not yet want to respond to that. So, you know what? We might keep a little tabs on it ourselves just to see what's going on with that and how it goes. So we appreciate everybody listening along, following along with that. Let's see. Yeah, and then, you know, whatever else is going on out there. Let me pull this back up and get the... Because really the only other thing that's been going on in the trucking news right now is California. Everybody's freaking out over the implementation of the new, what is it called, AB5, where the owner-operators have pretty much got to go away, or they've got certain rules they have to abide by, and that's going to be a big thing. So California is really, you know, going in on all that stuff. So we don't know what's going to happen with that. We'll see what happens in there. But yeah, let's continue on and keep things going. And let's see. There you go. So yeah, let's keep on going. Hey, this is Ed with Renekanized Radio. Appreciate everybody listening along, and we hope everybody's having a great Tuesday. Getting back from the holiday, it's going to be busy, we know. So just take it easy out there and be careful and stay hydrated. That's my rule for advice, because it tore me up this week. I went out riding Saturday and then again Sunday, and I started just not feeling good, because you know you got there riding in the hot weather, and it's hot down here in South Texas, and I had to come back home and down some orange juice and a bunch of water and get some sleep. So just now recovering from that, and appreciate everybody's support for getting with Redneck and Eyes here and paying attention to us and following along and supporting us. One of the great sponsors I like to mention, I don't want to forget, is a Load to Ride Transportation. That's ltrtransportation.com. You can check them out. Small little, well, it's not small. It's a good size trucking company out of Denver, Colorado. And you can go check them out, ltrtransportation.com. Again, that's Load to Ride Transportation. Appreciate all their support. So we're going to hang out here, and we'll be right back. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Today's truckers have a lot on their minds. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and eyes.
So kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Find someone so elegant, intelligent. Every cent all my money spent, I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. She's so lovable, lovable, unbelievable.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live at every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining us this evening and listening along. You can also get us on YouTube Live. We're on YouTube Live also, so appreciate everybody doing that. And don't forget to go check out our website. Our website has all the links to our great sponsors and also has links to all of our social media accounts. So appreciate everybody doing that for us and everything. So we're going to keep on walking through here. We got about 30 minutes to go, and I was just following up on seeing what kind of news is out there and everything, and we were talking about an Iowa trucking company that's being sued by its owner-operators, which also include, like, actual trucking companies, which, I mean, these are, like, probably owner-operators that got, like, multiple trucks. They got maybe 10, 15 trucks, whatever, and sometimes that's how it goes, you know, so... So we'll see how that works out on there. We're going to keep up with tabs on that kind of stuff and see how things are going on that. I also pulled up CDLLife.com. CDLLife.com, I mean, I've actually talked to the people over there, and that's good people. We're looking at trying to get something more, you know, permanent with those guys over there so that we can get more details on a lot of these articles that have been put on and everything. Like I said, there's not a lot of good national stories. A couple of things going on. Here's a that got posted today. It says, shockwave, jet truck driver killed in accident at Michigan Air Show. A driver of a popular jet-powered truck died in an accident at an air show in Battle Creek over the weekend. The accident occurred around 1 p.m. on July 2nd in Battle Creek Field of the Field of Flight Air Show and Balloon Festival in Battle Creek, Michigan. Chris Darnell, 40 years old, was driving the Shockwave, a jet truck, as part of the performance at the air show when an accident happened that resulted in his death, according to a statement from the Battle Creek Police Department. And no other injuries were reported. Neil Darnell, father of Chris Darnell, said that the accident occurred as a result of a mechanical failure on the jet truck. We are so sad. Just 1 month ago, Chris turned 40. He was so well-loved and everyone who knew him. Chris so loved the air show business. He was living the dream, he said. Neil Darnell said in a social media post. Says the fatal accident remains under investigation by Battle Creek Police Department and Federal Aviation Administration officials. Shockwave is owned by Darnell Racing Enterprises based out of Springfield, Missouri. So let's take a look at this here. How about going back to screen sharing and take a look at this here. So here's a video, and let's see what this does.
Here comes the Shockwave. He is coming fast. He is coming really fast. He's catching up. Looks like he has popped his sign. He's coming up on the top. Oh, he passed Rob Holly. He did not touch Bill Stein. Oh, boy. Got an incident here with the Shockwave out here at Air Show Center.
Okay, so
coming really fast. He's catching up. Looks like he has caught his time.
There's, okay, so there's a Todd. See it right here.
Right
there it is.
Rob Holly did not touch Bill Stein. Oh, boy.
Oh, my
God. Got an incident here with the shockwave.
I'm going to mute it. Because I guess the truck is right here. It's on the ground, and it's racing the airplanes. Here it is right here. But see, that explosion looks like it was in front of that, unless there was another truck. So I'm trying to figure out if there's another truck. So you can't really see anything. See, like what there? So, yeah, I don't think so. Something else. But yeah, so that's something you don't normally see all the time, and I never knew that existed, but I guess it was a jet-powered big truck. There's a picture of it right here. I'll go back to sharing for you so you can see this picture. So this is the picture of the truck, and I guess it's got a jet engine on the back of it, but it's still blowing flames on the top here. So, my goodness. But yep, so that right there will tell you. Oh man, I don't know what to say about that. It's, you know, I mean, we always see stuff like that, you know, when we go to different shows, air shows, truck shows, racing shows, tractor pulls, you know, crazy stuff, you know, like the monster trucks and all that, and you just never expect anything like that to happen. You know, and unfortunately, accidents happen, and you know, it amazes me actually that it doesn't happen as often, more often, because you got a lot of octane, you know, a lot of mechanical issues going around, you know, with you know, they always push those, like the dragsters and all that stuff. They're pushing to the mechanical limits, you know, the heat, the pressure, just torque, everything gets pushed to the limit. And, you know, you just don't ever, you know, it's amazing. Something else. I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, I hope, of course, you know, they said Chris Daniel, the pilot of the truck, of course, it looks like a family-owned operation, and he was living the dream. So, you know, it's one of those things. He probably never knew what hit him. Just like what they always say about those race car drivers that get into a wreck, you know, they all hit the wall and never knew it, or, you know, I don't know. This video just looked weird to me. I thought maybe the explosion happened before the truck went by or something, or it was something else. I don't know. But yep. So that's it there. And that was interesting. Let's see, who is this? Okay. I get, you know, if you go on CDL Life, actually what you can do is you could actually get caught up in a lot of these articles because they're not really, you know, a lot of detail, but some of them got the pictures and they got the tweets or the videos like what we saw just a while ago. But I mean, man, it's just amazing stuff that happens out there on the road, and CDL Life just, they capture it all and they get all the information for you. And it's something else. Look at this one here. So this one here, it says up here, it says, in Houston, motorists refuse to slow down for serious semi-truck wreck. Reported multiple motorists speeding by a crash site involving a hazmat semi-truck wrecked outside of Houston on Wednesday morning. Says two vehicles wrecked happened just before 8 a.m. Wednesday morning on June 29th in the eastbound lanes of State 225, Pasadena, Texas, southeast of Houston. According to ABC 13, the semi-truck jackknifed over the median eastbound at the Beltway to bury a wall. It's just unclear what led to the wreck and injury sustained. Crews have open lanes both sides. And it says all the lanes were shut down both directions. I don't know. It just, to me, nobody slows down. Well, of course. Oh, that's not working probably. Let me get out of this. Let's see here. Let me go back to stop sharing, and then we'll go to screen share, and then we'll go to full screen, and then we'll blow this one up and back it off.
80. There's no 8 anywhere in this, Jonathan. That's 225. Going eastbound at the Beltway as we get a live look here from a pretty shaky Transtar camera. My apologies on that one, but it's like the best look.
Yeah, you can see the truck
that
right here.
We have on that. Try to go to a different view. I guess what you can see in the top right is also that backup. But it to get you the latest information here, this is 225 going eastbound. And there is a full shutdown on the eastbound lanes right now. Here's the update from Pasadena Police working on a crash involving a commercial vehicle and a hazmat spill.
Mm-hmm.
225 again in the Beltway. They want you to avoid the area for the next few hours. Traffic delays are expected again right now. A total shutdown.
That's because of hazmat. I mean, that's what you got
to
do.
As crews working to get things cleaned up. Now, you can see it. It's like a shadowy kind of figure behind those white vehicles in the middle is where that, I guess, you know, tanker truck, I'm going to call it. I don't know if that's exactly correct, but kind of making out like what we see, right? We know it's a gasoline spill, and you can see the material there on the roadways that they're using to try to clean that gasoline up. So there's all kinds of dangers
diesel,
here. They got to shut down the entire eastbound lane going out
be a diesel.
On
225. That's why they call
the
hazmat team.
To try to clean that up. They've
probably not pulling
diverted
hazmat
traffic there on the feeder road. The Beltway feeder road. So it's going to be out there for a while. We'll stay on top of it for y'all, or at least try to. And try to keep you updated here.
And they've called multiple wreckers because they probably got to move it to the, hang on. They probably got to move it to the, probably got to lift it up to get it up over the median, to get it off the median, how it went over on that. So we don't know how that'll work out. But yeah, CDL Life will get you hooked. In fact, they have an app. Let me go look at it. We got a little bit of time here. Go to the store, and there should be But yeah, so we check out CDL Life quite a bit. Actually, I've talked to the people over there. They go to the truck shows quite often. They're having an event. Let me see if they have it listed here. Yeah, I think it's called the Summit. And that's coming to Kansas City. And it's the it's in August, August 24th to 26th. Excited to see how that goes. But yeah, so here with Redneck and I's, we try to get, you know, some good bit of instant news out to everybody. And now that I've figured out the Zoom thing and everything, if I can get good videos, I'll put them up on here on YouTube Live, and you guys can see them. And it's always great to, you know, get a picture with the with what's going on and everything. So as we keep doing that, you know, we're just going to keep pushing along the best we can. You know, this is that's the other thing I like to remind everybody. Even when I went over to the truck show and was talking to people about it and everything, and they're like, so you do the show and it's only 1 hour a day for, you know, and I say, yeah, I said, but it's not my job. You know, I don't make any money off of this. And one of the key things to get sponsors or any kind of donations or anything is that everything that we take in for any kind of donations or sponsorship, it doesn't go to us, the drivers. It goes to our events. It goes to Redneck and Eyes. And that pays for whether we need to pay for, you know, promoting the website or promoting the YouTube channel, or whether we need to actually go pay for the event that we're throwing. Like, we're even planning on having our very own truck show next summer, if not the summer after that. So it's always something going on with us trying to get that out. We used to go to the truck show every year, to the Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, but, you know, they don't want us there. So we're done with that. There's all these other smaller shows out there that we can go to that, you know, take care of drivers better. So we're going to do that. We're going to try to get out to more shows. We're planning on, there's a Truckers for Hope. That one is, I do believe, in September. Yeah, I've been looking at it so much that when I just put in TR, it pops up. And that's in September 23rd through the 25th. So that's something to look at, and, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, if you, you know, looking at where we're going to be at, well, we know for sure we'll be in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania, at the Clinton County Fairgrounds on the 23rd through the 25th of September. And that's the Truckers for Hope show. We've already talked to the people there for helping out with that event and being there part of it. So we're excited about that. And so looking forward to seeing everybody and everything. So let's keep tabs on that and see what's going on with that. But yeah, so anyway, we're coming down to the wire here, and you know, nothing else is going on. So I'm fixing to have to get to work. So appreciate everybody's support. And looking forward to just getting on with the month of July. It's been a wild ride so far this year. We've changed a lot of things. You know, we got our own platform here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're just creating more and more opportunities for sponsorships and different things, and just hopefully providing all of the truck drivers out there with more content. That way they can stay apprised of, you know, what's going on, you know, in the trucking industry. And what we're trying to do is just bring some common sense back to trucking, where drivers have a place to, you know, create that brotherhood of camaraderie that we once had before, where, you know, you could always ask for help if you need it. Sometimes all you need is a little bit of help, you know, and it's not necessarily help. Maybe it's just kind of some advice or something, you know, maybe you're just having trouble with deciding on what to do, you know, a lot of things like that. So, you know, we always try to reach out for those kind of things. One of the great videos that gets watched on YouTube is the lease purchase, the ins and outs of all that stuff. And we always talk about that. A lot of drivers say that, you know, that's a good way to make extra money. And yeah, it might, but in the back end, you know, you never know what might come down the wire to you or whatever. So, you know, we always like to keep it honest with everybody, and just don't, you know, the positive thing you want to look at is that you are in control. Just always remember that you are in control. And if you feel like you're not in control, then you need to take a step back, because a lot of times the powers that be, they want to tell you you're in control, but you're not really in control. So you got to watch out for stuff like that. But yeah, so we're going to rock on out of here, and let's see. Boom, boom, boom. There you go. So like I said, until next time, we're going to, Tiffany actually will be here tomorrow. The women over at Neck and Eyes will be here on 7 p.m. on Wednesday. And then I'll be back for, actually, I think Thursday. You know, I haven't even looked. There's supposed to be another event that I was going to do a YouTube live on Thursday, but I don't think it's till later. So I might do a little show, a little half an hour show, and then go to the event. So because it's, see, it's right here. I could pull it up probably. The computer runs a little slow today. I don't know. So, yeah, here's the event. And So yeah, see, so I'll probably have to leave here a little right around 6:30. So might do an early show on Thursday. Might start a little earlier, but I'll still do like some YouTube live from the event itself. All it is it's if anybody out there is part of the Harley Davidson dealerships, they do what's called a hooligan ride, and really all it is everybody that owns a Harley or is part of the dealership meets up at the dealership and they go ride to a restaurant. So I'll try to get some good video on that and everything. So we'll see how that goes. And I've got a device, an actual vest that I'm working on where I can put a camera, you know, where I can still video live and be on the motorcycle. So working on trying to get that done for everybody. And so that it'd be just interesting to see. It's always fun to see stuff like that. You never know. But I appreciate everybody's support on that. Definitely be doing a show on Friday, hour long. So we'll try to get some more details on everything that's coming around. And hopefully everybody has a great day today. I know I got to get to work. So everybody stay safe, stay successful, and we'll see you. We'll see you on down the road, and keep between the ditches. All right now. Later.
Every night I'm looking for a hard cry. Slamming them back and laughing out loud with a smoke so thick. The blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care. If they're dancing over here, I'm fighting over there. I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd. Yes, tonight I'm looking for a party crowd. Slamming them back, laughing out loud with the smoke so thick. The blues can't hang around.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandis.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I.
Recording stopped.